He says, for what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that is what I do. See? And Paul is reminding us that every one of us in our walk with Christ, we're going to struggle.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a best-selling author and your advocate for the family. Today begins the first part of Dr. Randy's three-part teaching series entitled Intentional Faith. Now, to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. And I do welcome you. We are, as Kurt mentioned, we're starting today a three-part series on intentional faith. When you think about your faith, you know, faith is something that, as the scripture says, you know, we can't see God, but we have faith in God. We have faith that He loves us. We have faith that should be changing our life and how we relate to everything in our life. In fact, when we talk about the five essential areas of life, faith is first. Faith is foundational. Faith is under all of these. It girds up everything else in our life. And so I can't think of a more important series to talk about than what it means to have an intentional faith. How do I define that? Well, in just a moment, I'm going to take you over to my teaching studio with my staff, and we have guests that come in, and I have a chance to teach. We record it, and we share some of this teaching with you all on the air. And this was a three-day series that I taught on intentional faith. We're going to go there in just a moment. If you have a story you want to share or a question you'd like to ask or a comment, give me a call, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. Now to the teaching studio. I'm sure that you probably would agree that life can be difficult, right? It can be tough. And the challenges that we have, often we know of our own making, and sometimes we know that Satan doesn't have to do a whole lot. He just sits back and lets us mess up our own lives. But we live, I think, in the shadow of what the Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 7, verse 15. Because if it was good enough for Paul, it was good enough for us, right? Listen to what he says to us. He says, for what I am doing, I do not understand. I mean, here's the Apostle Paul. He's walked with the Lord. He's seen everything. He's seen the things that, you know, in his heart as he's walked with Christ and growing in his relationship with God to know that God is real in his own life. And he says to us, after having this Damascus Road experience, probably unlike anything any of us have had, and going through the persecution and going through all the things that he's experienced in his life, he says, for what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that is what I do. See? And Paul is reminding us that every one of us in our walk with Christ, we're going to struggle. And I want to talk today about faith. We know that the five essential areas of intentional living revolve around the singular theme of faith. And everything else flows out. And I've been thinking about the power of faith. And we think of faith in terms of just faith. What is it? You know, I have faith in Donna. I have faith in my house working. I have faith in my car working. But what kind of faith are we talking about here? When we think about the faith that we have as men and women, what does the scripture teach us about faith? And what I want to talk about this morning is to go back to the very basic teaching of what does it mean to have an intentional life in Christ, or what I'm calling today an intentional faith. What is an intentional faith? What does that really mean? And how does it relate to us? So come with me, because this is your spiritual journey. This is where you are and where I am in our lives. Let me start by talking about what is a saving faith. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2. And I'm sure if you've read much of the Apostle Paul, you know that he lays out for us very clearly what a saving faith is. And a saving faith is different than an intentional faith. And we're going to talk about those differences today. Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, for by grace
you have been saved through faith, and even that not of yourselves. It is the, what is it? The gift of God. What I think is important to understand as we look at Ephesians 2, 8 and also into 9, it says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, comma, and that not of yourselves. Even faith is not something that we can take credit for. Do you understand? Are you working with me here now? Staff, listen. Faith is something that God gives us. One of the things that we need to be intentional about during those times of our life when we wrestle with not having enough faith, we should be on our knees and say, God, give me faith for today. See? Even faith is a gift for God, because otherwise we could boast of that. Look at my faith. Look how much faith I have that I trust God to even move mountains. See? And even the faith that we have that leads to salvation is a gift of God. And if he didn't give us that faith, we would not even know him today. So not only are we thankful for salvation, a saving faith, but we're also thankful for the fact that God gave us the faith that becomes a saving faith. He goes on to say in Ephesians 2, 8, and then 9, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Isn't that interesting? Not of works, lest anyone should boast. Paul is setting up for us here that this saving faith is not something that you and I can work for. There's not an opportunity for us to be intentional enough to get saved. And I think it's really important as we continue to stay focused on the basics of what it means to live intentionally in Christ is to understand the fact that there's nothing that you and I can do to work up our salvation. The Bible says we're to work out our salvation, right? But not work up our salvation. So it's really very important as you see that there's a line between a saving faith and an intentional faith to understand that that's a one-way highway. There's no such thing as living so intentionally in your life that God's going to love you more and get you saved. That line doesn't go in the other direction. You don't go from an intentional faith, which means that you're living out every day intentionally what the Bible teaches, and you're doing good works and good deeds, and you're being a great husband and father and taking care of your body and tithing. All those things are good things. But as we're going to see in a moment, those are things that are an evidence of a saving faith, but it's not leading to a saving faith.
This is Intentional Living, and Dr. Randy will be back in a moment. When you become a monthly member, you'll be receiving our Intentional Living new member kit, which includes Dr. Randy's autographed bestsellers, Starve for Affection and The Power of One Thing, the Intentional Living wristband, and his teaching CDs every month. Join today. Go to theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717, and press number 4. Don't go away. Dr. Randy will be right back.
Intentional love. Every marriage needs it, but it doesn't just happen.
When I started to show my wife love, she wondered what was going on.
Dr. Randy Carlson can show you how to apply intentional love to your marriage. But right now, it's your move. To make an appointment for the Intentional Love Marriage Conference, coming to the Phoenix area November 3rd and 5th, and to Tucson November 10th.
That's what I showed her. That's what she responded to, and that's what saved our marriage.
Go to theintentionallife.com.
When I was waiting in airports or waiting at hotels for rides, I would get kind of discouraged and disgusted. And at one point, God just quickened my spirit to pray intentionally for all 8 of my grandchildren.
Intentionally, I'm starting a new home, you know, for my children and all that kind of thing. I'm going to go forward and be a father for my children.
Intentional living has caught my attention. And since my daughter has had a friendship that wasn't very healthy, I'd like for my daughter to learn from this experience that we've been through, praying that God has other friends fill the empty void in her heart for friendship.
Now, let's get back to Dr. Randy in the teaching studio at the Intentional Living Center.
You don't go from an intentional faith, which means that you're living out every day intentionally what the Bible teaches, and you're doing good works and good deeds, and you're being a great husband and father and taking care of your body and tithing. All those things are good things. But as we're going to see in a moment, those are things that are an evidence of a saving faith, but it's not leading to a saving faith. And I think it's enormously important as we communicate this message of living intentionally in Christ to understand, as we'll see in a moment, living intentionally is the outcome of a saving faith. More important than anything, for us as a staff and for those that are part of our ministry support family, and we thank you for your support, is to come to terms with the fact, do you know Jesus Christ personally? And I would ask you that. You know, you join the staff here to be a part of the ministry, and you all sign a statement, says, you know, I believe these things. But it's a signature. But is it a saving faith? Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Have you gotten to a place in your life where you recognize that there's nothing that you can do or be good enough outside of the abject poverty of our lives to give ourselves totally to Jesus Christ? So I don't want to make an assumption that in this room, everybody here is a Christian. I mean, I don't know. You say you are, and you sign the form to join us as a staff. But, you know, I'd be remiss as a leader of the ministry not to really challenge each of us to say, do I truly have a saving faith? Do I truly know that Jesus Christ has saved me? Now, I assume everyone here is. But it begins with understanding that there's a dynamic of having a saving faith that leads to an intentional faith. And that got me thinking about, well, what is an intentional faith? And what's troubling sometimes about Scripture is you read two passages and there can be a sense that they contradict each other, right? You think, some way or other, they're not adding up to the same, you know, one and one doesn't equal two. So if you have your Bibles, turn with me over to James, because this particular passage has troubled people for a long time. Because we read in Ephesians chapter 2 that it is by grace that you're saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. And then James comes along here in James chapter 2, verse 14, and listen to what he says. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? Now, there's a question. Isn't that an interesting? The fact that the same Bible that we love and cherish appears to be saying two different things to us. On one hand, it's saying to us, it is by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. See? It is not of works, lest you should boast. And then James comes along here, and he says, now, wait a minute. What can faith save you? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace and be warmed and be filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Wow, you know, that's troubling. It's easier not to turn to that passage. What James is telling us here, though, as you read it and study it carefully, he's saying there's a certain kind of faith. If you have a saving faith, is what he's saying. If you truly have a saving faith and it's not evidenced in how you live your life, what difference does that kind of faith make? That's what he's saying. He doesn't say, hey, work harder and you're going to get saved. He doesn't say, hey, work more and you're going to work your way into heaven. There are some who teach that. But what James is doing, and it's an indictment, he's pointing his spiritual finger and saying, what good is your faith if it's not turned in to something that's intentional? Using my word, right? Turned into something that's intentional in how you live your life every day. So as I sat and thought about the difference between or how a saving faith leads to an intentional faith, I wrote a few things down that I hope will be practical for us as we start this year, because at the end of the day, if you and I are not living out our faith in the practical areas, not just the good deeds of feeding the poor and the needy, and certainly we need to be doing that, but I'll tell you what, good work shows up in how we live in our marriage. Good works show up in how we choose to raise our kids and how we spend our money. Good works shows in an attitude. The scripture is clear on that, and I'll show you that in just a moment. But I want to make some statements about an intentional faith. An intentional faith, how we live intentionally, is evidence of our saving faith. You know, the CSI TV shows, you know, that come out, the crime has already been committed, everybody's gone except the body, you know, the body's there. And these investigators will look for every piece of evidence of what happened. I think it was Josh McDowell who wrote the book, Is There Enough Evidence to Convict? Would there be enough evidence in our lives for us to be convicted of our faith? See? And what we're reading here in this passage in James and in Ephesians as well, is there enough evidence of how we live our lives that would give evidence that we are different? Now, that's a troubling question. I wrestle with that one because we have become, as a Christian community, so indoctrinated into our culture. We've become such a part of our culture. I wonder at times if people around us even know that we're different. Do they know that there's something different about our lives that would be evidence of the fact that we have a saving faith in our life? And I think that's what we're hearing and learning about the power of an intentional faith. Secondly, an intentional faith gives us an opportunity to fulfill our purpose.
Boy, it sure does. We're live back here in our Intentional Living studio. We'll pick up from that point next time as we continue this series on having a faith that is very intentional. And of course, you know, if you've been listening at all, that what we define intentional to mean is that we are stretching. That's really the core of that word, to stretch toward that vision, toward that goal, toward God's intention for your life. We'll have more on this coming up. And I just want to say a great, big, huge thank you. I wish I could reach out and hug you all for your ongoing monthly support. You know, as a member of the Intentional Living family, you allow us to do this every day. You really do. Because of your support, the Intentional Living Ministry continues here and around the world. If you're not a member, come and join us. We had an opportunity together to make a difference in this world and in our own lives to grow in our intentional faith. And your monthly support as a new member qualifies you, allowing us to send you a gift to say thank you. It's our new member kit, which includes our best-selling book from the Intentional Living Center, Starve for Affection and the Power of One Thing, along with teaching from the Intentional Living Center every month. And it looks to me like we're going to also include in this new member kit a CD that I recorded on God's View of Money. It'll be our gift to you. Thank you for your support. God bless you. Go to theintentionallife.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Have you ever wondered, if God is real, why has he let me go through so much pain?
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
In counseling, when somebody starts to really understand what's happened to them, many times it brings up the dark parts of that story. And you ask, where was God when I was going through that? The bad things that happen to you can distort your view of who you really are. When you let God reintroduce you to your real self, you are healing. God created you as a beautiful and special child of His. He has kept that shining core of you safe in the middle of all the mess. It doesn't matter what happened to you. God is still able to find you and bring you back to yourself. Just ask. For Intentional Living, this is Dr. Greg Jantz.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
If you don't know where you are going, you might wind up someplace else. It's a famous quote from Baseball Hall of Famer Yogi Berra, and it's a great description of what happens when you live an unintentional life. How about you? If you're not where you want to be, then start living an intentional life in Jesus Christ. A great place to begin the journey is by becoming a member of the Intentional Living Center. Join today and you'll receive the Intentional Living New Member Kit as our thanks. and every month you'll continue to receive Dr. Randy's coaching CDs. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717 and press number 4.
Hi, I intentionally lost 148 pounds, and I feel so much better health-wise. I had a lot of health issues as it was, and I still do. But if I hadn't have gotten that 148 pounds off, then it would have just been so much worse what I am dealing with. It took quite a while to do it, but you know what? I just kept praying and praying, and I would go to Scripture, and I would see what God wanted us to do as far as it was about eating and taking care of our bodies and stuff like that. And throughout the whole process, I lost 148 pounds. I just strictly went by what God's Word said about feeding ourselves, and it worked. It's been awesome. God has blessed me from it. I don't have a lot of the aches and pains that I used to have, and I give all the praise and glory to God for that.
Boy, that's motivational. Thank you for sharing that. I mean, what'd she say? You know, I didn't hear any big program that she joined, or she just said, hey, I've gotten to God's Word, and I prayed, and I read what God's purpose was for my body and for eating and health, and just kind of stayed at it every day, making a decision to do the next right one thing. Good for you. All right, let's go to Idaho and hear from PJ, who wants to share a faith story with us today. Hi, PJ. Welcome to the Intentional Living Center.
Hi, Dr. Randy. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you for your call.
Great.
What have you been learning about your faith? What's been going on?
Well, I listen to your program regularly and get encouragement, of course, from you and several people that call.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to share my story. I've had Crohn's disease since 1982, and I've fought with that my whole life. Have had 6 surgeries wow. and blockages, dead tissue, adhesion complications, and through it all, I've had 2 wonderful children. Now that they're grown, 18 and 20. And that the doctor said that I would never be able to carry to full term because of my illness.
Wow, what a blessing. Yeah.
So that's 2 blessings. And
you're going to cry on me, I hear, PJ?
I am not. I am happy. I'm happy.
Oh, that's good. That's a great story.
I wanted to just encourage people. I go on the line. It's Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. It's a site that I go to encourage other people and get encouragement myself. Mm. And no matter what you're going through, even when you're on the brink of death, you know, on your deathbed, which people that are Christian know that that's not the ending, you know, it's only the beginning.
Right.
That's the time and the place where I felt that God has been the closest to me.
Mm.
And when you're at the end of your rope and there's nobody else that can console you and you give yourself to Him, God, He shows Himself in the most miraculous ways.
Boy, absolutely. You know, one of the ways I, from day to day, open the program, I talk about Intentional Living Center, or Intentional Living is where hope meets reality. And we talk about hope and experiencing hope and having hope in God, but sometimes there's a lot of reality going on, Crohn's disease and cancer and divorce and financial reversal, but choosing to live intentionally in Christ is really the difference maker. And when I hear you saying that's made a difference to you, you've intentionally walking your faith even in those near-death moments.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And how are you doing today?
I am gradually in remission right now, and so dusting off my feet, and with the help of my family and friends and church, I'm going out there and going to try again.
Well, one day at a time. We'll be thinking of you and praying for you, and I know there's many thousands others around the country who may be hearing this and can relate what they've been through as well. You've been very encouraging. I appreciate your call.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Randy, and God bless everybody who has sicknesses.
All right. Well, God bless. Thanks for your call. Bye-bye.
This is Mylon, and I'm 22 years old, and I'm a Native American from the Navajo Reservation, and I have been listening to Intentional Living for a while now, and every program, it seems like I've been hearing this word of being intentional and just loving God intentionally, and it has really dramatically changed a lot of aspects of my life and how to be intentional and loving God. And I'm just so grateful that this program is broadcast on the show, and I hope to hear even more amazing intentional ways to love God, and I'm just so blessed.
Well, thank you. I mean, we're reaching around the world online, and here in the United States, reaching into different communities, inner city to prisons. We got the Navajo Nation, large cities and small communities, people, young and old, different backgrounds and denominations, and people attend church and don't attend church, singles and married. That's one of the beauties of radio. And we have an opportunity to cut across all of these artificial barriers and share the truth, which is universal, that God loves you, has a plan for your life, and his intention for you is good. And as we live intentionally, the peace and purpose that we feel certainly increases in our life.
What do you love about your marriage?
Everything.
You have a good husband?
I do.
Takes good care of me, and he's a good Christian, and we love each other a lot. We've been married for 27 years.
That's awesome. Let's see how he answers the question.
Oh, man.
What do you love about your marriage?
Oh, it's got to be my wife.
Yeah.
I mean, without her, there would not be a marriage. And it's been going on 27 years now.
Yeah, we caught him off guard, didn't we? I tell you what. Hey, listen, you know, coming out of our conferences, we ask people, sometimes on mic, often not, just, hey, what's your one thing? And they put on the wristband that we make available to everyone that says, hey, my one thing for the next 30 days is the high point of the conference. Speaking of that, we had a fantastic time, sellout in Albuquerque this last weekend, and now we're on our way. Thank you, by the way, to everybody in Albuquerque. Man, we had a great time. Thank you for coming on out and joining the conference with us. And now we're headed to the Phoenix area as we're in the home stretch. And you know what? This Friday night in Glendale, the last check, I haven't checked the numbers, but we were just at or very close to being completely sold out for this Friday. So I'd encourage you to go and check online, okay? Maybe a few more tickets left. And then Chandler on Sunday night. This weekend, Friday night in Glendale, Sunday night in Chandler. And then Tucson, we're wrapping up on Friday, November the 10th. Man, we want you to be there. You're going to learn love habits, right? Remember we talked about that in Albuquerque, all of our friends listening across New Mexico. Love habits, what are they? The top 10. We go through that and many other really practical things to help you enjoy and grow and develop more intimacy in your marriage. Okay, get your tickets today for Chandler and for Glendale and for Tucson. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. More on intentional faith next time right here from the Intentional Living Center. See you then.